This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When a highway is designed to cut through a city, it means moving people from homes and businesses in the path and years of dust, noise, and blight until the new highway opens for business. A highway can cut a neighborhood to bits. Often these neighborhoods have black majorities. Now the Biden administration wants to address that legacy with what's called the Reconnecting Communities Program. And there's part of New Orleans that is still looking for healing. Here's reporter Carly Berlin.
The Treme is one of the oldest black neighborhoods in the country. And for a long time, Claiborne Avenue was its Wall Street. But then in the 1960s, the bulldozers came in. And now there's a towering, crumbling expressway here. Amy Stelly's family bought their home back when there was no highway. She still lives there. You can hear the roar of the interstate from her front porch.
It was a great, vibrant, middle-class neighborhood. The highway changed that.
So Stelly's nonprofit, the Claiborne Avenue Alliance Design Studio, submitted an application to the Reconnecting Communities Program. It asked for money for a study to reimagine Claiborne without the highway. Stelly says removing it is the only way to address the harm.
We're still stuck with the noise, and we're still stuck with the dirt, and we're still going to be stuck with the crime and all of the things that we've been stuck with since its inception.
But Stelly's group didn't end up getting the money. Instead, the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded $500,000 to a state plan to keep and upgrade the highway and possibly remove on and off ramps that slice through the neighborhood.
The name of the program is Reconnecting Communities. It's not necessarily removing infrastructure from communities. The reality is that the port is dependent upon this. The healthcare system is dependent upon this.
That's Sean Wilson, who until recently headed Louisiana's transportation department. He just announced he's running for governor. But Amy Stelly says the state's plan to improve lighting and repair the road wouldn't remedy the economic and health problems caused by the interstate itself.
You can't talk about equity and leave that thing up.
What the community wants most is to have an impact on the discussion, something they didn't have when the highway was built. For Marketplace, I'm Carly Berlin in New Orleans.